This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, TJ Watt's the topic of the day here, and I started with the question of why the fan base is split. Not if the fan base is split, because it's clear they are. I used Bob Pompiani's Twitter poll, even though he's over in Scotland, where there's nearly 3,000 people answering his question, do you think this was a good move for the Steelers? It's 50-50. And everything that I've experienced in talking to fans through this show, out on the street, whatever, anecdotally, tells me that. The fan base is split. Why? Why? If you're on either side of that, 412-928-9370, and getting back to that last caller who spoke of, you know, this is doubling down and tripling down on this philosophy that Mike Tomlin has, that defense, you know, defense first, defense wins. It seems clear in the rearview mirror now, really, what Tomlin's philosophy was when he was charged with presiding over the transition from Ben Roethlisberger to another quarterback, that quarterback still not being here. We still don't know who it's going to be. But I remember Jerry Dulac writing, when Tomlin got an extension right around that time, Dulac reported that the philosophy from above, from Art, was that he wanted Mike Tomlin to be the guy to preside over this massive transition that was happening in the Steelers organization. Well, Tomlin has clearly failed because he still doesn't have a quarterback. And there were the ridiculous, the ridiculous hiring of Matt Canada and things like that. And the quarterbacks that he's brought in, none of whom have worked. But clearly Tomlin's philosophy was we're gonna build a superpower defense here. We're going to spend more than anybody in the league. And that's going to give us a chance to win. Now, on the other side of the ball, we're gonna get young guys who don't cost a lot, but we're going to have a smash-mouth runner in Najee Harris. We're going to build our offensive line. We're going to have a big play receiver. This guy, George Pickens, we drafted, not knowing that he wouldn't show up on time for things. And we're going to have a blood and guts type of quarterback, a Jim McMahon type in Kenny Pickett. Not the most naturally talented guy. We're not going to match other teams as far as superstar type quarterback. We're going to have a blood and guts guy who works in tandem with our defense, who makes plays late in games. Jim McMahon, that's what we're going to have. He got paired with the 85 Bears defense, made plays when necessary. Tough, leader type, all that. And none of it has worked. None of it has worked, starting with the defense. You know, forget about the offense for a minute and everything that went wrong there with the guys they picked, none of whom are here anymore. As far as their big three, their Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, that didn't quite work out. But defensively, it'll work to get you there. Like, you can win these last possession games and these 15 to 11 games. Yeah, he's done a good job getting them there, but to what end? Because once you're there, you're running into quarterbacks and coaches, and you can't beat them with defense. You can beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, unless you're unless you're the Eagles in last year's Super Bowl where your roster is like frothing over with talent, you're not going to do it. The coordinators, the coaches, the quarterbacks are too good at that level for you to walk in there, and especially in their building, and beat them 13-11. It's not happening. You got to outgun people in the end, and they don't have the horses on that side of the ball either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, but the least they could have done defensively in all these games, and by the way, in his five-game losing streak over 8 years, the Steelers have been outscored 63-0 in the first quarter. That doesn't exactly speak to great coaching preparation. But anyway, this idea that great defense is going to win, first, you have to have a great defense. Secondly, I'm not sure even if you do that that's what wins these days.
These were the top 10 teams in defensive spending last year. Steelers were number one by $20 million over Chicago. So the Bears are on this list. Atlanta, Washington, Jacksonville, Tennessee, all a part of the top 10 in defensive spending. What do they all have in common? They can't figure out offense other than Washington, who got a star quarterback. But the Ravens and Chargers are also on the list. But for the most part, you don't see Philadelphia, you don't see Kansas City, Buffalo's not in that top 10, San Francisco's not in that top 10, all teams that significantly spend and focus their attention on offense.
And it's the overall philosophy, I think, for me that bothers me. It's the overall philosophy of we're gonna get you in a mud wrestling match here and we'll find a way to win in the end. No, you're not. Not when the games are the biggest and the opposing quarterbacks are the best. Let's go back to the lines limits.
All right, full lines. Here is Matt. He is in O'Hara. He'd like to chime in on what?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm not a fan of the pick or the extension for two reasons. One, I don't think anyone can honestly say that you are not paying for past performance. A 31, 32, 33-year-old TJ Watt, after what he's shown at the tail end of last year, is not going to be the best non-quarterback value in the NFL. So you're paying for something that you already got. So any stat that you have about how valuable he is and how many games they don't win without him, that's 26, 27-year-old TJ Watt. That's my first thing. Second thing, why did the extension even need to happen? He's under contract. Like, why do they placate to the players that demand?
Oh, I mean, they've been placating to players for a while now. The Steelers, it didn't used to be this way, but now it's well known to all of us, right? You, me, and everybody else around here, that there's volunteers and there's hostages. And if you pipe up about even a little bit about being a hostage, you know that's your ticket out of town, because the Steelers won't battle you. They'll just give you your wish, get you out of town, you know?
So he's under contract.
Yeah.
And if he has a great year, you franchise him.
They don't want that battle. They didn't want that battle. The Steelers don't have that in them anymore to play tough, because they know that, you know, if TJ pipes up, he starts causing problems. I guess they just don't have the stomach for it anymore.
And that's why they'll be exactly where they've been the past 5 years.
Past 8 years, but who's counting? Thanks for the call. Next.
Here is Joe. Joe is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to preface my comments by saying I'm never critical of any NFL player for getting as much money as he can just because of how physical the sport is and the attrition it takes in their body, et cetera. So I'm happy for TJ on a personal level, but my issue is if you look at the way the team's constructed, the composition, TJ is not going to put this team over the top, and without him, we're maybe one or two games worse without him. And then also, if you want to just try and quantify the value of an edge rusher and what it can do for you, look at the Browns. How much better has Myles Garrett made the Browns? So in some ways, the Steelers' move is a facsimile of the way that the Browns have structured their team by having an elite edge rusher, but it's not going to help the team get over.
Well,
the top.
And that was part of my point coming back that I forgot to mention. And these are great calls today. I appreciate the call. Is that when I say that the coaches, coordinators, quarterbacks are too good, when you get to the biggest games, they find a way to take TJ Watts out of the game. It's more about when I've seen teams win the Super Bowl with pass rush and defense. Last year was an example with the Eagles crushing Mahomes. It's more about a team-wide pass rush, and it seems a lot of times, by the way, to start on the interior, where it's pretty difficult to scheme when somebody else is busting you up the middle. Look at what the Giants did all those years to go to the perfect Patriots team, right? Look at what the Rams did a couple years back. They had Aaron Donald, but they had other guys too. They had Von Miller was still a lot to offer. It seems it's more team-based. But if you're just trying to scheme a guy out of a game, man, these guys can do that. They can do that. Let's take one more limits before we go to Ray Fittipaldi.
All right, let's go to PJ. He wants to chime in on what?
Oh, yeah, you there, Joe.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Okay, all right. Look, the main question you had here was, why is there this apathy amongst the fans? Well, I'm in my late 60s, saw all the Super Bowls. I'm beginning to... I might not live to see another one with this coaching staff. This is Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. Good record. You just can't win a playoff game. And it's the apathy. I don't think we're going to get a Super Bowl every year because it's just been – I don't see it.
Well, it's not about a Super Bowl every year at this point. It's more about
winning a playoff game, Joe.
It's not even that. It's not even that. It's can you be competitive in a playoff game?
We're getting crushed.
Yes, and for a lot of people nationally, they still think that this is some sort of amazing story happening here. I'll say it's amazing. Yeah. We have people who are headed to high school who have no conscious memory of the Steelers even being competitive in a playoff game. Thank you, sir. I mean, it is an amazing story. And as we talked about yesterday, the story that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers are trying to fashion together has never been done individually, let alone a coach and a quarterback. I mean, a coach who starts off somewhere with great success, stays through five presidential terms, levels off to the point where he's some combination of, yes, Marvin Lewis and Jeff Fisher, and then returns to great. Has that happened ever anywhere in sports? And when and where did we see a 42-year-old quarterback not named Tom Brady flourish? They're trying to do this together? Listen, I respect both guys. They're both headed to the Hall of Fame. I'm not discounting the possibility that it will, but I sure as hell ain't betting on it. because the odds are stacked against them. If you're calling now, wait till after Ray Fittipaldi. Please call back. We're doing a little old school radio today. Let's ask Ray about this whole thing and the ramifications.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.